USA Radio News.
Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu revealed a group of documents he said proved Iran lied to the world about its nuclear program for years, even after the 2015 nuclear deal was signed with the world. In a primetime address in Israel, Netanyahu laid out his case.
Here's what the files included. Incriminating documents, incriminating charts, incriminating presentations, incriminating blueprints, incriminating photos. We've shared this material with the United States, and the United States can vouch for its authenticity.
President Donald Trump indicated today that he supports term limits for members of Congress. In a tweet, Trump said he recently met with freshman lawmakers who would like to see term limits imposed on those who work in the House and Senate chambers. If you remember back in the 2016 presidential election, then-candidate Trump was also a fan of term limits. This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
President Donald Trump will speak at the annual NRA Association conference this Friday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
It will be Donald Trump's third straight appearance at the annual gathering being held this year in Dallas. Last year, in his first year as president, he told the gathering,
"The 8-year assault on your Second Amendment freedoms has come to a crashing end."
Vice President Mike Pence is also expected to address the gun rights organization on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 500 homes are under a threat from the rapidly expanding tinder fire in Arizona, which exploded from 500 acres to 8,000 acres in the span of a few hours yesterday. Roads were closed and a shelter was set up near Flagstaff, Arizona, where the Red Cross is there lending a hand.
We have food, water, medical supplies. We have the crates and kennels that we can set up.
That was Amy Johnson, spokesman for the Red Cross. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The illegal immigrant caravan swamped border officials yesterday in San Diego as hundreds of people showed up at the San Ysidro port of entry and demanded into the United States as reporters and other people watched from Mexico. All the people quickly overwhelmed port officers and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, who said they'd reached their capacity for the day and the rest would have to wait and try later. This had many people crying foul, including an immigrants' rights attorney.
The message for Customs and Border Protection: stop rejecting asylum seekers who try to present themselves at the port of entry. You know what you're doing. You know you turn people away. You complain that they are breaking the law by entering illegally. You are breaking the law, and you are forcing them to break the law. That's why we have caravans.
Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says it can be difficult to process a large group of people when they show up at the border.
It does make it difficult, as these large numbers of people, when they come at the same time, it makes it challenging for us to process them appropriately. Ultimately, I think they will get their hearing. I mean, they have a right to an asylum hearing. However, it'll be a legitimate hearing, and these people have to show, as I said, they'll have to show that they satisfy the conditions for asylum.
Now, the immigrants are expected to claim they have a credible fear of returning to their home countries, and those are the so-called magic words that would give them an early claim to asylum. Once they've made that claim, they're supposed to have their cases heard by immigration judges. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.